If you will just take a deep breath and let it go. Do it again. Let it go. The Lord was reminding me that you've been getting fed all evening. Did you notice it? Words have been coming out to fill you from the scriptures. And I just want to give you a very, very synopsized word tonight. Because I believe you've already got what you already needed. But I want to go back. We're going back to Hebrews 6, so bear with me. Because that's what he said this afternoon. Back to Hebrews 6, but one verse. And you know, sometimes one word from the Lord can change your whole outlook. And that one word can recreate your ability to go through whatever you're going through and give you courage to survive in places that you thought you'd never be able to do so. Amen. And all I can say is Hebrews 6:1. Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundations of repentance from acts that lead to death and of faith in God. The duty of striving, or meaning to be serious about what you do and to aim for the high calling that he's prepared us for. There was a man in my life that drove me absolutely onto my knees with one chapter and one verse. Matthew 5:48. Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Well, now I said, that is impossible! Well, if it was impossible, why would that come out of our Savior's mouth? Amen. Be ye perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. And I remember saying, how can I ever be perfect? I see all my flaws. And I didn't realize the accuser was on my case working double time, triple time, quadruple, you name it. And the accusations were so real, and I didn't know how to defend myself. So I believed a whole list of lies for a long, long time. Not claiming my freedom. Not claiming the perfection that he had already paid for. Right?
Amen.
He paid for it. And you know, we get it by faith. Faith is a substance of things hoped for. Well, Ephesians 4:13 says, until we all reach unity in the faith, in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. It's confirmed in Philippians 3:15. You know, I could go on and give you more scripture, but I believe that if you ask the Holy Spirit tonight to give you a new outlook on yourself, to get God's picture of what he sees you and me as a believer in Christ. And you know, not to listen to all of the naysayers, but to listen to what God's word says about you. Amen. And when you agree with him, yes, there will be some flack. The darkness will try to push you down, but you've got to stand and hold your ground and confirm that, yes, my Savior didn't die in vain. And that's all I can say is, if you stay with it and hold on, he'll begin his revelation to you. I'm not talking about you know, something that everybody else knows, but something that will pertain to you specifically. And it'll come into your heart in a way that you'll know that it was God that did it and not man. Because you know what? Man and woman can give you an opening and an awareness of something, and that's fine and great. But my greatest awakenings came from him. And when they were pounded in, I mean pounded in, I never lost it. When it came from a person, it was wavy and shaky. Especially if I tried to use my mind to figure it out. And I was very good at it. But I had to learn. When the Lord reveals something, I did write it down. That much I learned. And that writing it down, I could go back and look at it again and say, oh my God, he's confirming and reconfirming until I could believe for myself to be what he called me to be. So close your eyes right now. I'm not going to give you any more. Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
confirm to me,
confirm to me,
and reveal to me,
and reveal to me,
my
purpose
in this earth. And to change my thinking,
and to change my thinking
into the ways of God,
into the ways of God,
and his mercy and grace,
and his mercy and grace.
And before I give it out to everybody else,
I got to give some to me.
In Jesus' name,
I celebrate the fourth.
My new freedom and liberty,
my new freedom and liberty,
to believe
what he reveals.
Amen?